Nutrim is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us, 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to See, but do arrange through Dr. Bill. Deagle, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to Contact Us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice in nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com.
pimple score and pay them off. So what? Okay, we're back. I heard the bumper, so we're ready to roll. We have the amazing Lowell Ponte here, and we have an article that you put together, and you have it over at WorldNet Daily. We have the link up, of course, because you put them over every week. You're also co-author with Craig Smith, who's off also over at Fox News Business at least once a week with Neil Cavuto. And mm-hmm. your latest book, how do they obtain it? Because we might as well mention it now, and we'll mention it later on the show, but I think it's seven in the series, isn't it? It's also free.
It's seven in the series of books we've done. Money, right. Morality, and the Machine. If you want to buy it from Amazon, Jeff Bezos will charge you about $20 for it. Or you can get it absolutely free and postpaid, and it will not cost you a thing. How do you do that? You just call a toll-free number that will cost you nothing. The number is 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492, and yes, we will mention it again later.
Now, some of the things that I see in the public domain are so over the top, it's like Democrats are scrambling to be even more leftists than the previous Democrats. For example, Bernie Sanders, back 4 years ago in 2015, made statements that people thought were pretty obscene. Even in the Democratic Party, they didn't want to go in his direction in terms of leftist socialism. If you look at this video clips going right back to praising Castro 40 years ago or 30 years ago and other communists, they even had his honeymoon in Russia years ago. So you have to understand the new Democrats are even going further with reparations for blacks. I mean, by the way, the blacks that were slaves are dead several hundred years now. Their descendants are here, but most of them, in fact, many of them have even white genes in them. I doubt if there's ever even one black person in America that is not partially white or Hispanic or some other nationality now.
The average in DNA is between 14 and 27% white. And so one of the quandaries, as we would have with whites, in giving blacks reparations, you're not only going to be giving the reparations to the victim, to the person whose ancestors were slaves, but you're going to be giving reparations and benefit to the DNA of the slave owner who yep. raped his great-great-great-grandmother.
Or married her, and basically as a concubine marriage kind of thing.
Something like that did happen in the case of Jefferson yep. and the young woman he was said to be with. But you have to remember, the young woman Jefferson was so close to, Jefferson's wife had died long before he held office.
Right.
He was deeply in love with his wife. He had obtained certain, or had just come with the marriage, about 200 slaves from his wife's father.
Right.
His wife's father had fathered many babies among those slaves.
Right.
And so the person in the world who looked and seemed most like his dead wife to Thomas Jefferson was this slave girl who was her half-sister.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, that's what people never mention in these things.
Oh, wow.
But no, Jefferson was very deeply in love with Sally Hemings.
No, that's interesting. So genetically, she was very similar to his wife.
Well, they both had the same father.
Wow.
I mean, that's how genetically similar they were.
But
the problem is, do you really want to give reparations to the slave owners? Because that, in effect, is what you're doing. Of course, when we say the slave owners, the Democrat, they almost all were Democrats without exception, the slave owners. All the Ku Klux Klan members were Democrats. All the advocates of Jim Crow were Democrats. In other words, we're looking at an evil, racist political party that has been with us throughout history, trying to use race yet again to give themselves power. An interesting case in point with reparations. During World War II, we did intern about 82,000 Japanese Americans. Quite unfairly, they were, for the most part, very patriotic. There were exceptions. Yeah. They were put in special camps. But those Japanese Americans, after the war, back in, I think, 1988, were each given $20,000 as symbolic reparations for what we had done to them, as a way of saying, we were wrong, you were right. $20,000, most of them lost much more than that because a lot of their property was confiscated. In fact, much of it was confiscated by the same family that owned the Los Angeles Times. and had pushed for reparations. But why did he be picky?
Right.
The thing is, these Japanese Americans given reparations, that is the great prototype that a reasonable person would use to say, let's give reparations to African Americans. There's only one problem. The reparations were given only to the people who were actually put in camps like Manzanar, not to their children or grandchildren born after World War II.
Right.
Only to the ones who were actually the slaves, if you want to view it that way. Now, my attitude, as I say in this column, I would give reparations to everyone who has been legally held as a slave in the United States.
Right.
The only problem is there is no one alive who qualifies for that.
Right.
And to give slave reparations to people who were never slaves seems more than a bit unfair, especially when you have to ask questions like, how much are they entitled to? You know, one of the major advocates of this was Kamala Harris.
Right.
Or is Kamala Harris, senator from California. The only problem is Kamala Harris, her father, her claim to blackness is her father, who was born and raised in Jamaica.
Right.
And had nothing whatever to do with American slavery. Her mother is not even from Africa. Her mother is a Tamil from India.
Right.
And as such, Kamala Harris has no reasonable claim whatever to slave reparations, and yet she would say, well, because I'm black, I get them. That's enough. How about Barack Obama? Barack Obama is an interesting case. Half white, half black, but the black half came from a father born and raised in Kenya.
Right.
Now, the interesting thing is the Obama family used to be quite influential in Kenya. They were a Muslim family that owned many slaves of their own.
Right.
They were a slave-owning family, and they were furious when the British outlawed slavery in Kenya.
Wow.
They hated the British. This is why Barack Obama, though he doesn't admit it, this is why they sent back to England the bust of Churchill, great British imperialist saint, because he was furious at what the British had done to his own family's wealth and slave owning in Kenya. And this is the kind of paradox you get into. Now, who should pay reparations if they are to be paid to African-American blacks? Well, a whole lot of Americans, their ancestors came here after slavery ended.
Right.
They had nothing to do with it. A whole lot of other Americans fought to free the slaves. I have ancestors of both kinds. Some of my ancestors fought on the Union side to free the slaves. Why should we pay reparations? We never owned slaves. And neither did about three-quarters of Southerners, by the way.
Right.
Slavery was a minority owner institution of the well-to-do then, even though there were black slave owners as well as white ones. Yet another complication. And so you begin to raise all these intriguing questions when you demand reparations.
Well, why is the left going so far over, not just on the slave ownership and the reparations, but also on infanticide now? And I'm going to have, by the way, in the show some representatives from Right to Life, because I'm concerned about even these bills that they have for heartbeat bills. Because any bill, since any rules, you can always get around them. For example, if you talk about end-of-life, you know, late-term abortions, it's the same thing. So reparations, to me, is an insane proposal just to gather enough votes so that they can somehow get rid of Trump or be the head of the pack in terms of the far leftist Democrats, which would destroy the American economy because they haven't fixed it.
Yeah, you have to understand just how desperate the Democrats are.
Right.
I mean, Democrats, and they're playing this game right now in Congress that we'll get into with Michael Cohen, but Democrats have a very good risk of losing 20% or more of the black vote to Donald Trump in 2020. The black vote is shifting toward Trump.
Right.
And it can be seen in all the analytic polling. The same way the Latino vote is shifting toward Trump. Now, the Democrats will still win a majority of them, but Hillary lost the presidency at a time when she won 88% of the black vote. That wasn't enough. She had to win more than 90% of the black vote to win the presidency. And the Democrats see themselves losing the black vote, losing the Latino vote, and now, in brand new polling, I think it's by Marist, I can look all this up for you, I have it in front of me, you have the additional frightening factor that women, young and old, are shifting away from abortion. That being pro-abortion, at least early on in a pregnancy, used to be a majority position here. The latest polling shows it's tied at 47% to 47%. The tide is running strongly against abortion now. What if women lose Planned Parenthood, or what if the Democrats lose Planned Parenthood? What if, I mean, they're losing with this, we're going to kill a baby even after it's born, attitude of theirs. But, you see, the problem is, Democrats must frantically say or do anything they can to hang on to the black vote, and the women's vote, and the Latino vote, even though these often are contradictory and against each other. For example, in women's opinion, there is now a powerful tide running in the polls saying women want the border wall.
Right.
When women feel frightened that the border is open, they feel endangered by that.
They are endangered.
Or even Latinos. You would think, well, surely Latinos are for the wall. No, 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 boys and girls. 73% of Hispanics, according to a Pew Center poll just recently, said that we either have the right amount of immigrants or we already have too many. But they don't want any more. 73% of Hispanics don't want any more immigration.
Right.
So, in other words, the Democrats are now trapped six ways to the middle. And they are thrashing about trying desperately to save themselves. I mean, the media is always telling you that their fellow Democrats and leftists are just this wonderful, popular group. No, they're not. When you look at the polling, when you look at the research data, they are failing. They are losing support every day, and they're coming out upon an election where, remember, a third of all the new Democrats elected to Congress in 2016 were elected in districts that voted for Trump 2 years earlier.
Right.
I mean, in 2018 they won. In 2016 they voted for Trump in the same district. So, in other words, those people have to at least pretend to be moderate. And they can't pretend to be moderate if they come out for reparations, if they come out for abortion, yay, until the ninth month and even afterward, and so on. They cannot have a fifth quarter abortion or a fourth trimester abortion.
Right.
But that's what they're being asked to do by the Democrat radicals who say, you vote with us or we'll not support you.
Right. And not only that, we're talking about Occasional Cortex is even saying that we should not reproduce. I mean, she's going
so
extreme now.
She clearly shouldn't.
She
should. No doubt
about that. Yeah, definitely. We don't want to clone her either.
I mean, God knows we have enough stupidity on the planet already without her having children.
Do you know, I can always tell if someone is dogmatic rather than logical when you see their hands moving faster than their lips. Their hands are going up and down, and they're moving all over the place like Elizabeth Warren or Occasional Cortex. It's amazing. It's like these people don't have any logic or evidence to back up their crazy ideas.
No,
for example, I want affordable health care. I've argued even with relatives, and they say, well, they like Bernie Sanders class. No, socialized medicine kills you. Do you know in Britain, if you're 50, 60, 70, you don't qualify for a stent? Just a few years ago in Ontario, they tried to outlaw it, so if you were a smoker even in your 30s or 40s and had coronary bypass surgery needed, you aren't going to qualify. People don't realize they can just simply say, well, you're not going to qualify for lung cancer treatment just because you're a smoker. And the thing is, in socialized countries, they have a dearth of equipment to save you if you're in the ICU, so you die. And they have rotating equipment to say, hey, this guy's 2 years older than that guy, so we're not going to give him the equipment or the treatment. We're going to off him because we've got too many patients here today. That's a fact. I worked on the system. I saw it. And the problem is these morons, and they are morons, and there is no excuse for them. They'll say they know better. No, they don't know better than somebody like me who's been inside the system or even worked with doctors from Britain and Europe. The fact is socialized medicine kills. It also is dictatorial. It tells doctors don't innovate and develop new, cheaper ways of treating things. For example, I had a gentleman last weekend who visited me from Ontario, from Oak Hill, Illinois, who I rescued from. His cardiac specialist is going to be putting a cardiac assist pump in his chest at $800,000 or a heart transplant. And 2 months afterward, with my treatment, he's walking at 12,000 feet without oxygen. So, yeah, You want socialized medicine? You know, it's like when they say never too late to abort, they should wear T-shirts like Occasional Cortex and Warren. You have socialized medicine. It doesn't matter if you're 55 or 65. You're never too late to be aborted.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease, and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar.
taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. But Lowell, you're particularly hot today on all these topics and right on always, which is why I love your brilliance. I always learn when I have you on the show. The caller line to call in to talk to Todd and get your question on the board on our VIP stack, which is far superior to the one at Genesis or Republic Radio or anywhere else, is 844-769-2944. The only thing I ask is you stay on topic to all the topics geopolitically we're talking about and make your question good that you think other people might like. So you've got lots more to talk about, Lowell.
Oh, well, if we're going to do that, and of course later we'll be talking about some interesting science topics, including University of Texas research indicating that preservatives they put in your food could be making you lazy.
Wow.
That's an interesting piece. But since we just had the Academy Awards, I thought I would throw in a note or two about the Academy Awards just to broaden the topic out still more.
Right.
We had two very interesting people winning Best Actor. That was Rami Malek winning for Bohemian Rhapsody, the story of Freddie Mercury and Queen. And when
right.
he was on, all they would say is, he's an Egyptian. Isn't it wonderful? Leaving the impression that he's a Muslim. He is not a Muslim. He is a Coptic Christian
right.
from Egypt.
Right.
So that was a deception. Freddie Mercury is certainly exotic. He was born in Zanzibar to parents from India, moved to England with his family as a teenager. But Freddie Mercury, too, was not a Muslim. In fact, his ancestors were Zoroastrians who had to flee from today's Iran into India to keep from being persecuted by Muslims.
Wow.
He is today, or was, a Farsi, a descendant of those Zoroastrians. And he was proud of his fire-worshipping roots until his death. He was very happy to be a Farsi.
Right.
But they didn't make any mention of that either. The best, by the way, part of what I found so strange about the Academy Awards is I thought, what if I were a Martian and I had tuned into them on my television and this was all I knew about the United States? What would I think of the United States? Well, I would think that the United States was half black, because half of all the people on stage were black, even though only one out of eight Americans is, that two-thirds were women, that the average American spoke Spanish much of the time, that a large portion of Muslims lived here, not the 1% that's normally estimated. In other words, I would have gotten a totally false impression of the United States. Now, there was another person glorified by the Arab media, supporting actor Mansour Shala Ali, and he certainly would tell you that he is a Muslim, except for one thing. He is a member of the Ahmadi set. That is a group of Muslims self-identified, and he's a convert to it, who are not recognized as Muslims by anybody else. In Pakistan, you can be put to death for belonging to that set, for that in that sect. Or in Afghanistan, you can be executed for it. The Saudis do not permit anyone from that so-called Muslim sect to enter the country or go on the Hajj to Mecca. They don't regard them as real Muslims at all. That, too, was not mentioned at all.
Really?
There was just this glorification of Muslims who were not Muslims.
Is that ever bizarre?
So I just thought that was
the media does this.
It's
part of the laocracy, I call it, the media laocracy and the public laocracy of the demon rats. And we look at the AOC and all these Democrats like Elizabeth Warren. She's got this crazy kind of movement and her eyes popping. And then we've got Kamala Harris, and she's always got this crazy grin like she just swallowed a mouse. And she says things that obviously don't make sense, like from the college that she heard these groups while she's smoking dope. And in fact, there were years after she even finished college.
They were unknown at the time, she claimed.
And she persecuted a gentleman who was trying to do videotaping of Planned on Parenthood selling baby body parts and tried to ruin his life and put him away in prison for years.
Why does this remind me of the tale about Hillary Clinton, who said she was named for Sir Edmund Hillary, the first to reach the top of Mount Everest, after his Sherpa guide, that is. Mm-hmm. But Sir Edmund Hillary didn't reach the top of Mount Everest until 3 years after Hillary was born.
Right.
So she could not have been named for him, although she does have the same root word in her name, Hillary, as in the word hilarious.
Right. I don't think she's going to run again, or her double, but I do think that the Democrats are committing political suicide.
She is attacking Bernie as if he were a monster now.
And you notice that
Bernie Sanders is being attacked by a lot of the liberal media who don't really want him. Among other things, they're attacking him because he hasn't released his taxes. And why should he, now that he's a multimillionaire who's been earning more than $1 million a year in recent years and now owns 3 mansions?
Wow.
And flies in corporate jets all the time.
Well, the other thing is that the leftists picked up all of his things, but they're trying to out-left him. And what I heard, I'm not sure if this is true, he says he wants to have kind of Medicare for all, but he's going to allow private insurance as well. Have you heard that too? Whereas the other Democrats, like Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and AOC, they want totalitarian control. I can't have my Medicare anymore, even though I paid for it. They're going to take it and give me gruel-type health care, which just says wait and stay in line.
I think we all assumed when Barack Obama said he was going to introduce his own kind of health care that it was deliberately so mucked up, so badly designed, so incompetently run that it couldn't possibly work. And it hasn't. I mean, costs have skyrocketed, but the actual care people get, well, you have to pay another $10,000 or $20,000 to actually get the care from your insurance.
Well, your copays are so high, before you can even use your insurance, your copays are so high, it's useless. It's like, my insurance card is good for wiping my butt.
The assumption was that Barack Obama calculated, and probably rightly, that you could not make the leap directly from high-quality American health care to socialized medicine in one bound. It had to be a two-step process. The first step was to an intermediate kind of insurance where he bought off the insurance companies to go along with it. He promised they would still be part of the game, and then, of course, proceeded to make everything impossible for them. So what the plan was he would destroy American health care by the first act, and then when the people demanded something better than Obamacare, he would then say, well, the only thing we have left, since the old health care is now destroyed, is we have to go to socialized medicine, or a single payer, as they like to call it.
Yeah. Single dictator.
In other words, it was always a plan to get to single payer. And Obama himself said this to a labor union a year before he was elected president.
He didn't realize
that he was being filmed, that there was a media camera there.
Right. 1998, I did a talk at the conference for the Prophecy Club, which is an international convention they had in downtown Denver. I took it over for 90 minutes, and afterward I had a guy from Lockheed Martin want me to meet him in Lodo. And he gave me the actual Lockheed Martin plan for the Mark of the Beast system, which is, by the way, going to come from America. And he said his essential part of it was socialized totalitarian control of health care. Until you get totalitarian health care, you don't have a system of controlling every citizen right from cradle to grave. And in fact, they're going to make that grave sooner rather than later. They're going to make sure that people don't get the care or innovative care, and they're going to make sure that they are not going to get innovative new treatments of any kind, and everything's going to be rationalized, and your doctors and nurses are indentured slaves in this system, and they better not squeak sideways to offer new treatments, or they will be de-licensed and their career ruined. So that's the facts. I remember in 2003, I had a drug rep come to my office. Said, Dr. Deagle, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitor. I said, I didn't see your Swami hat or your crystal ball. And she said, look, and she threw a 50-page report on my desk, roughly, with pygrams and histograms. I said, how'd you get this? Well, we got it from Ohio. I said, I never practiced in Ohio. "Oh, that was a database company that used your DEA number." I said, "You're kidding. They used my DEA number to go through my prescriptions to pull out data." And they said, "My boss was thinking of reporting you to the state licensing authority to sanction or have you delicensed for not prescribing our drug, which is the HMG CoA reductase inhibitor. And by the way, if you prescribe this to women, the proven research in published literature is a 240% increased risk of turning diabetic for if you're female in your 40s or 50s, if you're given these drugs." And I said, "You know what? If this is your license, your drug company's license, or the state medical board, you can tear it up and stick it rectally. I'm not interested in it." I can't believe that people don't understand that socialized medicine kills. I remember walking around, and 21 years ago, at Swedish Hospital, I'd taken over the practice as a locum before general internist, and I worked in the ICU all night. And I did every kind of ICU thing. We have cardiac assist pumps and intubate people and everything. And one guy, I was talking to the respiratory tech, and he was wheeling away a ventilator. And I said, "Oh, who did you take that from?" "Oh, this guy. It wasn't my patient. It was somebody else who's on an artificial coma. He was on a cardiac assist pump and on dialysis, etc., because he had good insurance. But when he ran out, they pulled the ventilator." Now, I had an offer literally a week earlier to go and transfer over and do a full-time job as an intensivist at Fort Vancouver, which is the top ventilation corporation of America facility west of Harvard, and before you get to California. And Vancouver has a five-floor facility where if you went there from, say, Swedish Hospital, you only 15% died if you had 6 more months of treatment, and only 15% when they were discharged were ventilator-dependent. So in other words, you get more care, you'd live. But if you're in Canada or Britain, you die. They pull it. Okay? So people out there, you think you have a right to an opinion. No, you have a right to an attitude. What I have, which is based on evidence and logic and personal experience, is an opinion. And when I tell people to call in, I say, ask a nice, gentle question. Don't try to think that you're going to be able to pair intellect with me and say things that I've experienced personally are not open to your damned attitude. 844-769-2944, and I can fix the healthcare system. I would get rid of state licensure in the province, in every state of the United States. I'd have federal licensure through a non-government agency like the American College of Surgeons. I would allow alternate pathways, so if you're a medic in the Army with 4 tours of duty and you're already doing surgery in the field, if you can master the database and master the surgical skills, damn it, you're a surgeon. If you're a nurse practitioner of 10 years, and you want to do obstetrical C-sections and you learn how to do the procedure, you're an obstetrician. To me, you want to pay doctors and nurses an hourly wage, so it's none of the business of the regulatory agency, the insurance company, what you're doing. And the doctor simply puts in the time card of how much time they spend on the case, whether you're operating or you're talking to somebody or healing them. And you want to also have a system where doctors don't have malpractice, so they don't cost, it doesn't cost so much to actually run their office, so they come out economically advantaged, and if they want to work part-time like a female doctor or elderly doctor, like I don't mind if I was able to work, let's say, a couple half-days a week. I would love to do it, but I don't want to in the current system.
Yeah, by the way, when you say a time card, I notice when I've been in the hospital that several times a day, in comes a doctor I've never seen before in my life. He's not my doctor. He says, "How are you feeling?" "Oh, I'm feeling okay, Doc." "Well, that's great. Thank you." And he walks out, and you later find he's billed his visit to check out what you're doing. And
yeah,
if you do that with 20 or 30 patients a day who just happen to be at the same hospital, you make a lot of money.
Well, I think they need to actually have a way of actually proving their time. They need to have a time validation system. And if you do an hour's work, you get paid an hour's wages. And it should be reasonable. It should be good. So the doctor is not, and it should be above expenses. For example, right now that the insurance carriers, I remember when I was in practice in Denver, they paid a tiny percentage of our total billing. And when you're trying to run an office, that can put you into bankruptcy or close you. So what happens is if they try to do conniptions to the healthcare system, a lot of doctors, surgical clinics, and outpatient clinics and so on are going bankrupt, and they're not going to reopen. They're done. They're pushed into another career, or they've retired. They're done, and they're finished.
Oh, by the way, we saw it this week, another interesting example of socialism in action. There is a socialist anchor at the Spanish-language news network Univision. His name is Jorge Ramos.
Oh, yes.
And he had been very pro-socialist and pro-Venezuela until he actually went there and happened to be filming people eating garbage out of a garbage truck, and Maduro was so offended at this display of truth coming from a Mexican-American journalist that he seized all of Jose Ramos' cameras, locked him up, and was going to keep him locked up forever, and the U.S. had to use its influence to free Ramos as a U.S.
Wow.
Cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Well, I'm going to make a couple of predictions. Firstly, I think Kim wants to make a deal, but the players that are important are the Russians and Chinese. Behind the scenes, I think Trump is already putting a squeeze on them. And we know from the documents we pulled up on Monday with Deborah Tavares that what's going to happen is that by mid-March, Venezuela and Cuba are both going to be pulled aside and terminated, just like a bad dog shot in the head. You're going to see Russia and China, who are now having conniptions over the information which I released about a month ago, showing the Russians are totally in violation of the INF Treaty of 1983. And it placed intermediate-range cruise missiles on La Orchilla Island, also probably in Nicaragua at the Punta Huerte long, two-mile-long runway, that the Chinese are doing dirty deals in terms of financing, etc., including weaponizing these islands. And you can say for the talks that happened last year after Trump visited in Kim, the Chinese, the Xi, said he didn't want to back Kim losing his nukes. Now, that's kind of crazy because the Koreans and the Chinese have never been allies for thousands of years. And do you really want a nuclear power that you can maybe tick off and nuke your cities in China? I don't think that the Chinese are thinking this through, are they?
No, and in fact, China has signed an oil exploration agreement off the coast of Cuba with the Cuban government. It has major facilities at both ends of the Panama Canal and could shut down the canal itself in 5 seconds if it wanted to.
Right.
It has all kinds of interest around the world, not to mention all the airfields and naval bases and so on. It's been confiscating largely from African countries.
And also now South America, too. Which they're doing part of this Belt and Road program. And I've actually challenged Harley Schlanger on this on Fridays because the LaRouche Foundation has supported Belt and Road. I think it should be international because when they go into debt, these countries, they are seizing the property of these ports and these railways and airports and so on as part of the reparations for the Chinese building these giant railway lines or ports, etc. So
okay,
it's a very dirty...
Guess what the strangest country China has such an agreement with to run two of the nation's biggest ports? Israel.
Yeah.
China has an agreement with Israel to run two Israeli ports.
Is that the one down in Eilat? And the one near...
And the one in Haifa.
The Haifa one. So those are the two biggest ports, Haifa and Eilat.
I don't know that it's Eilat.
Really? But, that would be the...
But it's certainly one of the two of their bigger ports. Well, how many big ports can they have in Israel? You know, the Mediterranean is might have been adequate in the days of Roman ships, but you really have to invent a port there pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, the sea is very shallow. It has almost no waves much of the year. The Mediterranean is kind of a dull ocean to swim in, and I've been splashing about in the shore off its main commercial city now.
Right.
Its invented city. Of course, Jerusalem is up in the hills at 2,500 feet, so they can get snow in the winter.
I think that Trump will continue the sanctions on Kim until he sees movement on the part of China and Russia. We have our own intel information through John W. Spring and my other sources that the rockets, the Rosatom facility outside Moscow, supply the rockets and the targeting technology from the 90s from the Russians. The Chinese, as well, have divisions and nuclear submarines anchored off the coast of Venezuela. The Russians working directly with Maduro in La Orchilla Island, which is just the takeoff of Grenada, and the nuclear attempt to actually put intermediate-range cruise missiles on the shore, and then get enraged and think that somehow they're just responding to an American plan when the Kaliningrad nuclear missiles have been placed there for decades by the Russians, and they keep on playing this game of,
No, you, America, and you're trying to do it. No, we destroyed 2,600 missiles we were going to put in Belgium and other places in Europe, and we don't have intermediate-range nuke missiles right now aimed at Russia, but we can put them in a heartbeat. The Tomahawk missile.
I almost forgot when we were talking about Venezuela. There is the minor consideration that there are 14,000 Cuban secret police in Venezuela, and if Maduro tried actually to surrender, he'd probably be killed by the Cuban secret police.
Well, the Cuba is running the whole show. What I've seen is Castro.
Well, they need the oil. That's what they want Venezuela for. It was giving them free oil. And without that oil, Cuba would sink into the ocean.
Well, I heard that oil is going to be cut off next month. I have very good sources that next month, and they have a time clock on one of the links we have, that by mid-March, Cuba's going down. There's no more oil coming from Venezuela. The regime change is going to occur. We have a special forces there. Four of the Venezuelan generals have already literally left the control of Maduro. And it's only a matter of time before Maduro falls. And if those Cuban forces aren't pulled out of there, they're going to be an enemy combatant, and a lot of them are going to die.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you remember how they took power. A lot of it was that Venezuela enacted gun control laws after the socialists took over. Now the Cubans are desperately sorry that they allowed that to confiscate their guns, but it did happen. So you have an unarmed people. Jorge Ramos, what made it fascinating, when he came back, he was literally stricken. I mean, he looked humbled, he looked beaten, the glow was out of his eyes. He was saying Venezuela is a failed revolution. You know, the socialist dream has been betrayed there. And he was quite stunned that the capitalist analysis had been right and that his own socialist analysis had been wrong. By the way, the Democrats are trying to impose the same kind of gun control here right now, and in legislation this week, as Steve Scalise, one of the Republican leaders, pointed out, you know, the guy they won't allow to testify about gun dangers, even though he was shot by a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Right.
Steve Scalise said that as the Democrats proposed gun control on dangerous people, he said the Republicans offered an amendment to the Democrat bill to have any illegal alien who tried to buy guns and was detected, obviously not being a citizen, for breaking the law, that person would be arrested by ICE. And the Democrats squashed the amendment. They would not allow ICE to take an illegal alien's guns, just yours.
Whoa. That shows how evil they are. That's why their term demon rats fits them. And when I got a letter from a lady.
That's why we're renaming them PS, the Party of Satan.
Right.
They literally are.
That's a good term. I had a letter from a lady by the first name Wanda. I'm not going to give her credit to her last name. And it was sent to me with a picture of this giant elephant with all these kind of word captions above it, and trying to say how Bill Deagle, not Dr. Bill Deagle, I need respect, number one, and how dare I suggest that people that are Democrats are clinically insane? They fit all the criteria. When you want to do this and you can't afford it, for example, I want affordable health care for all Americans, but you don't want a giant bureaucracy that takes a broken system and forces it on everybody. Not only one, you won't even have enough doctors to provide it, so immediately you're going to end up with a lot of doctors and clinics go bankrupt, and you'll have even less providers. Number two, it'll kill a lot of people by forcing them to take things that are toxic. And number three, they will start to decide who's going to live and who's going to die. And you guarantee it'll be people that don't have the ability to buy private insurance. Now they want to even get rid of private insurance, so you can't even hire a private doctor or surgeon to take care of you. These Democrats are clinically insane, and they're evil as hell, and there's no way around it. The fact is, I could put a system in place that will cost one-fifth as much. Everybody could afford it. I want to have a total write-off of anything you buy, equipment, wheelchairs, walkers, supplements, hyperbaric chambers, whatever you want, and make a really simple health savings account system. But I do not want a top-down system where they force you. Do you know how many vaccines they have planned for the human race for children and adults? There's over 270. Some of these vaccines actually alter your behavior. One of them, which I managed to get documents almost 10 years ago from DARPA, they actually made a vaccine against the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor that makes you passive, so you don't have any religious desire or desire to resist the state. so they can actually vaccinate your will, your ability to resist tyranny.
Wow. And this takes us to the University of Texas research I mentioned earlier. They've been studying inorganic phosphates added to foods like cereals, packaged snacks, and sodas. And they have concluded at the University of Texas, inorganic phosphates are added to foods to preserve color, texture, and so on. But they tend to make both mice and people more lethargic, more lazy, less able to accomplish work, less focused on tasks. Not as dramatic as what you're discussing, but it is one more interesting piece of research out there. Oh, by the way, according to the South China Morning Post, the gene-edited Chinese babies that were created by someone using CRISPR in China may have enhanced brains, say Chinese researchers. Well, I feel much better because of that. I know you do, too.
Well, you know, enter the X-Men and X-Women, or X, we call transhumans, because remember Zootopia that came out about a year ago?
You mean they're just X-Humans, yeah.
X-Humans. So what they're doing is Zootopia. We're going to look at Zootopia animal-human hybrids. They're already taking fetal body parts and actually homogenizing them, injecting them into mice to make mice as good templates for doing drug experiments, but they're also trying to create transhumans. People say they can't do that. I said, it's not hard to do. You can create a chimera, part human, part animal, pretty damn easily, actually.
Yeah.
And some of this research goes back to the 70s, where it was shut down because of ethics at the University in Northern Italy and also George Washington University, where I reported it in the mid-90s to the Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology, where they're creating artificial embryos and growing them in artificial uteri up to 20 weeks. And they would then terminate them because beyond 20 weeks, we get in trouble. Now, of course, this is the other area I'm going to talk about, is that right to life. And I talked to the RTL people today. I'm going to get them on the show in the next week, probably. These heartbeat bills make me concerned because you have to have a bill that says life begins at conception. If you say it begins at a heartbeat or, hey, you can have this or that excuse for an abortion, all they do now, for example, with late-term abortions is just extract the baby so you can see the umbilicus, then stick the forceps in the back of the skull to suck the brains out and collapse the skull and kill them. So it just provides a way for the sneaky abortionist to find a way to say, well, we didn't detect a heart, so we're going to kill the baby anyway, or some other excuse. So if life doesn't begin at conception, the human race is finished, because with the CRISPR technology and cybernetic technology, there won't be humans in the future. And eventually, even the issue of abortion will be a non-issue, because you won't be licensed to have a child. It'll be born in an artificial uterus where they do genetic engineering and polar body exclusion to make sure there's no genes that would resist the state. And people say, well, that can't happen. It's easy to happen. We even know from the research from DARPA which gene complexes we can actually eliminate that would make you resist tyranny. They know this. They can actually screen for the genes. I'm sure I got a double or triple dose of genes that will not take BS from the state, which is why I do my show every day and I'm fearless. Okay.
And this is why Craig Smith and I write books. By the way, again, if you want our latest book for free, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. 800-630-1492, yes.
We got about 2 minutes left. I want you to make a summary of what you're saying now. I see the Democrats committing geopolitical and what I call heinous, anti-human suicide. I see Trump still, you know, basically not getting good advice. He should have a half hour a week with people like you, me, and others that really know what we're talking about so we can get him back on track. He needs to validate and prove that the Russians and Chinese are totally collaborating. And I'm worried about a Stalinist takeover inside of North Korea if he pushes Kim too hard and the Russians and Chinese are not squeezed. As I say, both of their PLA and the oligarchs in Russia testicles financially need to be in a vice grip, where you can squeeze and shut down their bank accounts and get large island weapons out of there right away and prove to Putin he's not going to have that